You know, it's a Monday, time for that Monday Minisode. My name's G Money.
Andy Young.
And Big C.
Wagwan.
Easy. Chilling, man.
How's your lot's weekend?
Not too bad, man. All is well on this side, my G's.
Oh, same here, Calvin.
Me, Nico. I am alive and kicking.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Why are you trying to use Swahili, bro? It's me,
bro,
and G.
Listen, man. He podcasts. Lazima ikuwe compliant.
Wow.
Speaking of which, I'm sure you all saw the tweet by, I think, Eri_ my man went like, nilipata podcast interesting sana, inaitwa microphone is open. I think belonging to some Nairobi guys. Na wanashinda wakisema mandem na fam. Nasikia ni kama niko huko watch a style Buckingham Palace.
What?
Fam, first of all.
Oh, the last part took me out, bro.
First of all, that guy needs a round of applause for one. The second thing about it is, I won't even lie to you, the way he spelled Worcestershire was...
Worcestershire.
what's his handle?
Eryr_
Yeah, man, that's our guy. We got him up with some merchandise, bro.
Yeah, man. Shout out to that homie right there. He's actually very funny on Twitter. Follow him, man.
He's funny,
always be posting
that was
some
hilarious.
random stuff. But I love how he butchered it and said microphone is open.
microphone is open.
But that begs the question, though. Fam. Is this... Oh, shit. I said fam. That's one of the things he said. Fam, let me ask. Is this podcast too well-spoken?
What are you talking about, mate?
Mate. Listen, mate. Do you think that this podcast, like, it's not local enough?
I don't think so. Like, you know, when we think about... We look at our analytics, mandem. It's always very, you know, we got guys in London. It's international.
Well, I'm going to take this opportunity to localize this podcast a bit, yeah? Because I've been practicing.
Oh, this is going to be a massive fail.
I have been practicing Kupiga my Swahili. So, are you guys ready for some, like, expert Swahili right now?
Okay,
no,
go ahead.
Go, yeah.
Are you ready?
Just go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so this is what happened, eh? Andy. And Calvin, so you guys know Lyrical Jumper, yeah?
Yeah.
So we were filming with the Lyrical Jumper.
Why is your voice sounding so nice?
Who is this you're adding on the pod, Z?
You don't worry.
At first I thought it was grouchy, but
you don't worry.
I don't know.
Then, listen.
Say bana. Just say bana.
Bana, yeah? So Lyrical Jumper were filming with us. So Lyrical Jumper, when they start their thing, their show.
Uh-huh. Mm.
They're all on that farm. They're all on that vibe.
Really?
I had to cut off, to cut short the shoot and tell them, like, yo, you guys are not, the mics are open.
Really? So, but it's the culture, bro. If the culture is seeping through, let it seep through, bro. Who gave this nigga
say
a mic?
Again? Hello?
Did we lose them?
I think so.
How can we lose the person who's running point?
Bruh. Like, wow. I can hear you, but we can't hear them.
So do we just continue?
No, I can hear that nigga chewing in the back. You can't hear no chewing.
What is going on there, bro? Calvin, it's just me and you, bro. Don't do the hello thing. It's just me and you.
Anyway. Yeah, so anyway, but you know, Andy, you say fam a lot. What do you say?
Do you know what they called me out for? They call me out for saying shoddy.
Okay, you say
shoddy
that.
And you say chick.
Bro.
I say bro a lot. I say bro a lot. What about
G
you?
Says, you say man.
You guys back?
Are we guys here, bro? Look at this, the audacity.
Wait. Sorry.
You tried doing something. Yeah.
No, the mixer went off. So you guys could still hear each other?
Yeah.
Okay, then
yeah.
You've had a whole conversation without us. That's good. Let's continue.
Yeah, we did.
So Grouchy just jumped on the mic and he's complaining that these guys on the channel, Lyrical Jumper.
Yeah, Lyrical Jumper.
They tried to impersonate us by saying, fam, what's up? And all that stuff. And we had to tell him to revert to Kangemi settings.
Yeah, man.
Why? Why are you stifling the talent? Why?
No, because that's not them. They were trying to be you.
Who are you to tell them that's not them?
If Even you, Grouchy, you're sounding who? Very polished, bro.
I'm sounding very polished.
Yeah.
By the way, Grouchy struggles with English sometimes.
I know, like, bro.
You guys just don't see it.
Grouchy, he's spoken. I was like, this motherfucker about to be on radio.
Yo, Calvin, I went to school, man.
Yo, there's times when you're like eating with Calvin and with Grouchy, and he's like, you know, and you see him struggling to fight English words.
Do you remember that time? That time by what's that place?
You know, it's usually the default one. You know, you know.
The Luo.
Default settings. But I mean, end of the day, I don't know what you guys have talked about while it was off mic, but I don't know.
No, we were talking about what everybody says. So Andy says, bro, shorty, and what else, Andy?
Bro. No, that was it. Bro, why are you trying to add things for me, bro? And it was just those two.
And then for me, it's like end of the day.
Everything. No, for you, it's everything. Hey, Mandem, fam, end of the day. Farm.
Listen.
Let me tell you.
End of the day,
and you. Go there.
Fam. Listen, fam. At the end of the day, the way I see it, what I'm trying to say is...
Abuse them, all of them, all of them, all of them.
You've realized...
Calvin's just random.
But, you know, we don't cuss as much as we used to on the podcast.
Because money started coming in, bruv. Come on.
Of course.
PG, fam.
When the money comes.
Dude, I swear to God, there's a time we... Is it a Safaricom one we did? I don't think we no cursed cuss. Even once.
I mean, we couldn't cuss right next to the CEO's office.
Did we curse at Java?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, we did, yeah?
Yeah, quite a bit. You know, home away from home.
Ah, okay.
No worries.
Yo, this something I saw online this past weekend. It's a fact that if a shorty doesn't... There it went, oh, shorty. If a shorty doesn't call you or text you when she's drunk, then she's not feeling you like that, right?
I agree.
Now, what's the Mandem's equivalent of drunk texting or drunk calling? What do we do that's so obvious and it shows, yo, I like you.
Mm.
And if I don't do this with you, then nah. What's the equivalent of the Mandem?
Wow.
Crying on the phone.
Who cries on the phone?
Calvin, Calvin, bump your mic up a little bit.
Calvin, that's what you do?
Wow.
You cry on the phone?
Is that why you
I'm not cried.
Is that why you went to Lamu?
First and foremost, who the fuck is Sandra?
You tell us. Who's Sandra?
Like I, you know, I got a homie of mine called Eric. Called me on Saturday, right?
Mm.
He's like, yo, bro, congratulations. Mm. I'm like, congratulations for what? I heard you pop the question. I'm like, you too? Like, you guys really need to stop taking G seriously. Now, I'm married. I mean, I've proposed.
Mm.
Why the fuck didn't you guys think about another name? Sandra's so basic.
Well, think about
yo, amazing stuff going on to every babe called Sandra. I don't know any babe called Sandra who's not good looking, bro.
Or basic.
It's a nice name.
That's terrible, bruv.
Yeah. Why would you say that?
Why are you
what did Sandra? Oh my God. What did Sandra do to you?
No, I've seen some Sandras with some fine self personalities.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you see how he saved that? Was about to say fine.
No. Let's ban this. Now that we are on names, there's one name from babes I never trust. I never trust this one name. Calvin, I'm sorry, but Michelle's nah.
Ah. Bruh, do you know what's funny?
Michelle's
what?
Nah.
We actually run a survey.
Any babe called Michelle?
We actually.
I only know one babe in my life called Michelle who's proper. The rest of them, Lord.
Obama.
Hey, screw loose.
Michelle Obama is the only Michelle that makes sense.
Jesus Christ.
Michelle Obama.
At least put my mom in that same category, Bana. You can't say.
Nah, fam, listen. Don't you remember when we were on the radio, we did that survey and Michelle came out as in the name you cannot trust?
Yeah, like, you know, when it comes to zodiac signs, like we say Aries are the most toxic. On top of Aries is Michelle's.
Nah,
I'm sorry.
Nah.
But that's that.
Aries are not that toxic. It's Geminis. Geminis are the toxic ones.
No, I like Geminis because they have that dual personality thing. Aries, they have nothing, bro.
Hold on.
Is this like, toxic to toxic?
Austin, what's your star sign? He doesn't know he was born in November. November the what? November the 8th. Right, let me Google that.
He's a Scorpio, that
Scorpio,
one.
Scorpio, oh my God.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Number two on the list.
Those ones
number two on the list. Ones,
but let me ask you guys this. Like, how honestly, you know, when it comes to this whole conversation about like star signs, bruh, I don't know jack shit. Like, I don't know the character traits.
I'm into that, bruv. Like, Grouchy, when's your birthday? Grouchy's Aries.
See? You see? Aries Andy, is, bro.
Andy
toxic.
Just said, Andy just said that Aries is the most toxic star sign.
After Michelle.
After Michelle. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He says call police.
Wow.
But there's some element of truth in these things. Like, Gia had someone in the office today say that you are a full-blown Aquarius.
Me?
Everything written on the characteristic traits of Aquarius is that's you.
Someone said that in the office today?
Yep.
I wasn't even in the office today.
Exactly.
Wow.
You bitches be talking about me.
You don't need to be around. You don't need to be around.
No, but I am a fully fledged
so
Aquarian.
So what are your traits? Like, cause basically, emancipate me. I don't know nothing.
Loves gadgets. Can be a bit of a loner.
Are you serious? They actually write that as star signs for.
Yeah.
What are we in 2053?
No, fam.
No, Calvin, you're living under a rock,
man.
Bro.
Star signs.
Yeah. Also,
no,
who
like,
do you interact
they evolved
with?
Like, that much.
What?
Star signs have evolved that much.
Evolved. What do you mean evolved?
They've been there from day one, bro. Where have you
no,
been?
No, like I
bro.
Know, but I don't know nothing about star signs, guys. I know.
Because you don't look into them, bro.
Mm.
Yeah.
You don't
I'm
look into them.
To
what?
Not know.
Calvin, listen.
When's your birthday again?
The moon is in
I'm
retrograde.
I'm a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio. That's
oh,
why.
Yeah.
Calvin, you're very toxic. That's why you don't even know these things. You're toxic.
Toxic.
You're very toxic, Calvin. I see why. A lot
oh,
makes sense
God.
Right now. Let me randomly open
Shit.
Scorpio traits, like 10 of them.
I can't believe that we're talking about star signs on the podcast, man.
No.
But it's good. I don't mind. Cause
positive ones, they're determined, they're brave, they're loyal, they're honest, guy, ambitious. Calvin,
but,
I don't think you're a Scorpio.
But, also, they have horrible tempers, and they can be very jealous and manipulative.
Yes.
And they're
secretive.
Very possessive as well, and very
yes.
secretive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Romantic relationships, they prefer serious commitments.
Apart, unless your name is Sandra.
No, they capping right here, bro. They capping. Calvin, either they're capping or you're capping. One of them. I don't know which one.
Yeah. Okay, so what are
How
your
come
traits?
You don't know about these things, Calvin? Me?
Oh, what's
As a Libra, I'm diplomatic.
Libra. Oh,
I'm
firm,
idealistic. Social,
no, no, no.
I'm clever.
Could you put the same energy as you did to mine, please?
Yes. The problem with Libras is we're indecisive. We hate confrontation. Most of us do a lot of self-pitying. Most of us.
Mm.
Unreliable. I don't know about unreliable. Yeah, I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
Vain, romantic, Libra characteristics is their love
Vain.
For love. Yeah, we love love. I love love. Platonic,
okay.
Professional. Yeah, basically, yeah.
Platonic. Hold up, platonic.
Even, you know, there's a clause under platonic, the subject platonic even for you guys, like it's a cross. It's not just for us.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
well,
what
well,
does it say about Scorpio?
I just Googled
says,
negatives of Libra zodiac sign. They don't always share or reveal their feelings, especially when it's bound
True.
To create arguments. They have a
very
sharp
true.
Dislike of conflict, sometimes making them. Can you stop sneezing? Jesus Christ. Are
My
you
God.
Dying over there, Scorpio?
He's been stung.
Jesus.
Sorry about that.
We hate confrontation, bro. We hate confrontation a lot. Yeah. So, Calvin, you're asking about platonic relationships.
So what about G? What is he? Gemini? You
no.
said?
Aquarius.
No.
Aquarius.
He's a Libra.
So
Aquarius, rather, yeah.
So, that's the sign of water.
But yeah,
you can't
he's a water
swim.
Sign.
Yeah.
Oof, the irony.
Okay.
Oh, the irony. Yo, can we move on from this?
Like, how are you going to claim you're an Aquarius and it's a water bruh?
So with Aquarius, people born under the Aquarius sign are generally altruistic and intellectual. As humanitarians, they're known for being friendly to everyone they encounter. They're also
How's
known,
the family?
Wait, they're also known for quintessential loyalty and idealism, which is why these two are a natural pair. However, they're also very, very sensitive and also protective of their opinions and ideas.
Yo, Z.
Yeah.
I've read something very interesting about Calvin and Scorpios.
Mm.
Scorpios are cunning, and will not hold back if something or someone gets in the way of their master plan. How true is this on a scale of 1 to true?
With Calvin, 11.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I saw anyway, this podcast just ruins my fucking CV every goddamn time.
Since you guys were discussing star signs in the office, why I've read something here. It says, why are Aquarians so hated?
Wow.
Aquarians are most hated because they're unpredictable. Considering Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, it makes sense that the sign is so paradoxical and unpredictable. Dull and repetitive routines drive them crazy. They are spontaneous people who love to live their life with a sense of adventure. Not anymore.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Now can we move on?
We can move on.
I don't know if you lot saw this, but Pop Smoke's gravesite was vandalized, bro. Them niggas tried dragging out his casket.
Fam.
I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that story this morning. What kind of nonsense is... I tell you, these guys, this modern-day hip-hop scene is madness. Because, like, how do you...
It's crazy.
How do you go and, like, try to get the coffin or drag out the coffin of Pop Smoke?
Like, you already robbed the man, you shot the man, killed the man, already, the man got buried, trying to rest in peace.
Already popped smoke.
Oh, wow, wow, sorry. Wow, wow.
Okay, that's bad. But yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
No, let's just go. Damn. There's nothing else you can say after that, bro.
Jeez. You already popped.
Yo, we wrap it up.
God damn.
This has been the Money Minnesota. My name is G Money.
And the Young.
Oh, I can't let him.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Big C, man. You already popped smoke. Damn, I'm done. That was
it's a violation, bro.
Not my best moment, but yeah.
It was right there.
It was right there, bro. All right, guys, later.
Bro, I understand your pain. Later, bro.
Easy.
Damn. Oh.